That's our new intro.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are liking it as much as we are. Brendan's playing air bass.
Yeah. Hat tip to Matt from Warm and Glow. He dug that up like probably about a year and a half ago, and I just kind of randomly remembered it, and I was like, that was a sweet video.
Just keeps getting better.
It keeps getting better. That's the best part. It's like when the levee breaks. Build. You think it's going to start winding down? No.
I just imagine some housewife in her kitchen just snorting a huge line of cocaine being like, let's watch some fucking news!
Yeah. If you go to YouTube, the number one rated comment is amazing, where it's talking about like the drummer probably was on like a mixture of like adrenaline and caffeine and cocaine.
Yeah.
He probably died after he did it, and he should have because his work was done.
His one glorious swan song.
Yeah.
Ben, you want to lead us off?
Oh, wow. I'm here. Yeah. I didn't even realize. Well, welcome to the Frogcast, everybody. We're back. Vince is back from Utah. He's a Mormon now, so congratulations, Vince.
Oh, crap. I got to dump this coffee.
Oh, no. Don't drink that. It's decaf, I hope.
You also have to stop jerking off.
Oh, what?
That's a bummer.
I just have to stop telling you about it.
Oh. Well, you'll be punished by God, not by us.
Yeah.
Have you thought about joining the Catholic Church?
So we're back. Vince will regale us with stories of...
Regale, I tell you.
He was blogging his brains out.
He's going to put the gay in regale.
He was blogging his brains out. They went on a blogging riot. It was good times. He
mad land parties up and down Main Street.
Oh, my God. So much blogging parties.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the Oscar noms came out. We'll talk about that.
Nom, nom, nom.
And Vince, I think, has some movie news.
I'm going to read an email from my mom.
Brennan's going to read an email from his mom. It's going to be good times all around. But Vince, welcome back. Congratulations on becoming Mormon.
Oh, thanks. I did that.
So does that happen instantly when you get there, or is that you have to be there for 48 hours?
Don't you have to spend some time in the vat?
Yeah, they put you in a vat with other dudes, yeah. And they let the godliness rub off on you.
Is it like a big drying machine, like a big dryer?
Yeah, it's like a big dryer.
It's a two-stage process, if I understand the Bible correctly.
No, it's a big dryer. They put holy water on you and the ash, like for Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then, you just spin around in
there for a while. Spin cycle. Yeah, spin cycle
like
for 20 minutes.
Gravitron at the carnival.
But if you get a boner, you get excommunicated.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't. That's sort of the test, right?
Yeah, it is.
If you survive that
It's called a tell.
Remove him.
Yeah.
His boner is showing. By the way, anytime Winter's Bone is mentioned, I cannot help but think Winter's Boner. That's all I think every time. So you loved the Brazilian movie.
I did, yeah.
Elite Squad Boner?
Elite Squad 2. I thought it was great.
So this with the one with Paul Blart, or is that going to be the remake?
I think that's the remake, yeah.
Okay.
That's Queef Squad.
It's Queef Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is with Paulo Barto.
Paulo Barto?
Paulo Barto.
Oh, Paulo, yeah.
Sorry, Paulo Barto.
Yeah.
Was that the best movie that you saw there?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's definitely the one that, I can't imagine someone not liking. I liked other ones. I like Cedar Rapids a lot, but from the feedback that I was seeing, I was like, I don't see other people necessarily liking it as much as I did. But
Cedar Rapids?
Yeah.
It looks funny enough.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, it's kind of like Youth in Revolt. It's very weird. You're not used to seeing, comedy that's sentimental and sort of sweet, but also good.
I like John C. Reilly a lot.
Yeah, John C. Reilly is amazing in that movie. So
he's pretty kick ass and everything.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty great.
Were there other more mainstream movies that you saw? Were they all?
I mean, Cedar Rapids is pretty mainstream. That's coming out. That's Fox Searchlight. It's coming out.
That I have seen a trailer for
next month. Yeah, Hobo with a Shotgun I think is probably going to get some kind of release.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah. It's a hobo with a shotgun, man.
What, do they just drop a shotgun off in a hobo's lap and he goes to town?
I mean, he's like machete, but like a hobo. And instead of a machete, he's got a shotgun. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how they pitched it?
I think so. No, it was the guy who made it.
I think machete meets hobos and shotguns.
It does.
Hey, machete's now a bum.
Machete actually means my shotgun in Spanish.
In Greek?
Yeah.
Can I just say, last week's Frogcast, I was not on there, It's the first Frogcast I missed, unless you count the one where I was all hopped up on Vicodin on the day of my surgery.
Which you were technically on?
Well, yeah, I was there in person. I mean, it was like 3 hours after I was under heavy anesthesia and got my knee operated on. But I will say, I first of all, felt a little bereft not being a part of it. But second of all, I looked at it when you guys posted it, and I had never seen the heat to poo-poo video either.
Yeah.
And it just made my whole weekend. I watched it like 47 times over the weekend.
Yeah, I showed it to him.
And a leaking.
And then we were laughing about how he pulls up the MacBook and he's got like the gay scat porn on it. He's like, Bishop, look at this. Yeah. And he goes, ah!
Mr. Obama, is this the kind of...
Which, first of all...
Enlightenment you want to bring to Africa?
Yeah, so hilarious where it's like, you know... That whole thing where, like, why do they give a shit about Obama? And then you realize it's, like, all these fucking people in Florida who are like, we're doing missionary work in Africa. And it's like, yeah. No, you're not. You're showing them scat porn and saying, this is what gay people do. And
they're like, we must kill all the gay people and publish their face on the newspaper cover.
I had to take a walk today because Uganda made me sad. I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
What did they do today?
What did
Uganda do today?
They posted the addresses of a bunch of gay people and then they killed them.
Oh.
They've done that before.
So it's like Kristallnacht, but for gays.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Salem witch trials all over again. That's just fun. In Africa.
Well, it's better than chopping it. Well, I guess it's not. I think that's way worse than chopping up albinos for their parts.
That shit's just not baller.
Yeah. It's not
this shit ain't baller to me.
Africa's got a lot.
Oh,
of
we forgot. I gotta read some emails. We got a couple good Frogcast emails.
Should I read the one from my mom too?
Not yet. We'll get into that.
Not
the
you.
Oscar nom noms.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. This one comes from our buddy Stinky Pete. He says, last night I had to run out for milk because we'd run out, and my 4-year-old twin boys will not go to bed without a glass of milk. And sure, I could have stopped on the way home from work, but nobody else in the house bothered to mention that the milk was getting low. And then my daughters are too lazy to even recycle the empty container, so they make sure there are about 4 drops of milk left after they take the last of it, so they can have plausible deniability when they put the essentially empty container in the fridge, and then I have to go back out in the fucking snow to buy more. But I digress. Anyway... I told my wife I was leaving, and she, having PMS, asked me to bring her back a bar of chocolate. My 4 children then came racing into the room in varying stages of pajama dress and started shouting that they wanted chocolate too. So in my best Southie accent, I shouted them all down as follows. It's your mother that wants the chocolate, and that's what I'm going to get it for. Not you, not you, not you, and not you. But Dad, I didn't have to, not you. Just not even a little, not you. Can you just get a, and not you. Oh man. Now, if you all will excuse me, I'm putting this whole house in my rear view. Exit. Anyway, sorry it's not a Frogcast got me laid story, but truthfully, getting my 4 kids to stop begging me for candy might be even more impressive.
It is very impressive.
I think
Speaking of a Frogcast got me laid story.
I responded to that email, by the way. I responded to Stinky Pete, and I said, I love how 95% of our emails are either about 4 Loko or the Boston accent.
Yeah. And speaking of which... Which
is a good segue.
Does it include both?
Yeah, which brings us to story time. Being from the doughy parts of Florida.
Who's this from?
This is from Sous Chef Gerard. I don't know if he's actually a sous chef or if his name's actually Gerard or
maybe
if that's a reference to
maybe
something.
Maybe his name's Sous Chef.
Maybe. It's French.
The man called Sous Chef.
Yeah. That'll really toughen you up.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sous Chef Gerard.
Being from the doughy parts of Florida, we're used to our professional team sucking ass. So for the most part, all of the local bars around town are proliferated with expats from across the country and assholes who decided that local teams like the Dolphins don't deserve their fan worship. My 2 friends and I are slamming back Heinekens with zero regard last weekend as the Jets are making a mockery of football in the first half of the AFC Championship game. I'm 2 sheets when suddenly this asshat starts yelling about how the Patriots didn't deserve to lose to such a classless organization like the Foot Sniffers. He keeps going, and others start to rail on him to leave. I, however, focus my attention on the mousy brunette in the Wilfork jersey that was quietly sitting next to him. Girlfriend? Nope. His sister. While Loudmouth was getting his shit handed to him by my friends, I moved over to where the lady was sitting and decided to spit some Chet Hayes at her. Details, Rhode Island native, visiting brother for the weekend, no boyfriend. My goat was more than breached when her brother asked me what I was doing with her sister. having watched the double feature of The Town and Gone Baby Gone within the last week or so, and figuring I had little chance of getting this chick out of here without Drunky McSullivan getting physical about it, I decided to lay down some Glonesy logic. And this is what he says. I don't know what you're doing, but I've decided to see this plan through. I'm going to take your sister and show her a nice time. Not today, not tomorrow, but I'll see her. This side or the other. You're going to be in our rear view. With that slurred paraphrasing, Mousy Brunette followed me outside. We talked, got digits, rendezvoused back at her brother's house, and I planted the orange. A.K.A. we had sex. Drunk on.
I also responded to that, and I said, your dick is orange? Yeah, you're definitely from Florida.
Well, that's true, right?
Is it like because he's redneck and he's like less tan down?
He planted his orange.
All right.
There was another email.
Everyone from Florida is all orange.
I like that one. There was another one that I read where someone basically just had a fake Boston accent all night to some Boston guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you read that one.
Oh, yeah, and then he had to go to the parties with them?
Well, no. He had to deny invitations to their parties because they were inviting him to parties and he thought he couldn't keep it up for another full party.
I don't think I could fake it.
Oh, hell no.
I can only do it cartoonishly.
Yeah, for like three words, though. I don't have a full vocabulary.
No.
And not you fucking socks.
Yeah, I have to pick my words carefully. So
I'd be basically like a retard. Fucking socks.
Yeah.
Clam chowder.
Well, that's what they do, though.
Yeah, no, it's only like a...
Haven't yet.
Yeah, it's like a 25-word language, right?
Yeah.
Laundromat.
Like that's why The Town wasn't that realistic, because he used a lot of words that aren't in the Boston vocabulary. I thought,
did he?
Yeah, like so many words that aren't in the normal Boston
like
vocabulary.
Like which ones?
Like half of them.
Yeah,
like half the words that were in that movie.
Like of.
Yeah.
And the. Yeah. You guys want to hear where Rutger Hauer told me to shut up?
Oh, is that live? Do we have that?
I have a clip of it.
I was waiting with bated breath for that.
Can you set these up? Because I don't really understand what's going on with these sort of round tables.
Okay, well, this isn't a round table. This is actually basically...
Oh, it looks like a Don't Tase Me Bro sort of setup.
Yeah.
There's a screening...
There's no video, just audio. There's a screening of Hobo with a Shotgun in a theater at Sundance.
Is he in that?
Yeah, he's the hobo.
Oh, he's the hobo with the shotgun.
He is, yeah.
Oh.
And
is this set in present day or is this the future?
It's set, I would say it's sort of like a weird alternate universe.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer is so good with dystopian future.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's his shtick.
It's not really a future. It seems like it's about...
That's his jammy.
It seems like it's a parallel universe set around 95 or 85. Okay. It's got, you know, weird oldish cars, but they never really reference anything
I'm down with that.
To a specific time. So anyway...
It's like Repo Man or something?
Yeah, I guess. Rutger Hauer came in with the director, and he actually brought a shotgun with him on stage. And according to
Perfectly
them, it was
normal.
A real shotgun.
Perfectly healthy.
You can hear the intro. It's very short.
You want to take a bet if it's loaded or not?
All right, guys.
It's a real shotgun.
I don't know where it came from.
We shoot movies. We don't shoot fucking people.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Is that who's laughing like a jackass?
Everybody.
It doesn't sound like
everybody.
You
they all,
giggling.
They all love it. No, it's not my giggle. Clearly not.
Is he going to tell you to shut up or what?
Not yet. Jesus Christ. Ben told me to set it up.
Spoiler alert.
So I had to set it up.
I wanted to know sort of what... So you're in the theater. This is after the movie?
That part was before where he came up with a shotgun. He's like, oh, blah, blah. You know, you're going to see the movie. And then afterwards, like, the directors come out.
We're going to do a Q&A.
Yeah, for a Q&A.
Hey, guys.
And,
look out, he's got a prop.
Yeah.
We're going to do a Q&A and S for shotgun.
What?
A Q&A.
Question and answer and shotgun.
Yeah. So they came out for the Q&A, and as it starts, Rutger Hauer busts out his like flip cam. What?
Would Q and S be funnier? Question and shotgun.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, sorry.
We can discuss that later.
No, don't worry. We can edit this. Yeah. We can edit this out.
Brendan,
we can play that during the wrap up show.
Hey, okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's take this offline.
The 2 hours, two-hour wrap up show.
Director cut.
We'll take this offline.
We'll table that for now.
Yeah.
Take this offline.
Yeah. Soup to nuts. Table it. on my
my
soup.
Bandwidth. My bandwidth.
We'll table
not,
the soup on my nuts.
My plate is full of soup and nuts. And we're gonna have to table it.
My bandwidth does not include editing.
Yeah.
So my
I dipped the low hanging fruit in my soup and nuts.
So what was I saying? Yeah. So and then the directors come out for the Q&A and everybody asks questions. And for that, Rutger Hauer, for some reason, busts out his flip cam and tells everybody he's gonna film them while they're asking the questions, and I was one of the
tables are turned.
Yeah, well, he was like running up and down the aisles, like jamming his camera in people's faces. So, yeah. And
he's like one of those guys that thinks he's like pulling one over on the paparazzi. Where it's like, how do you feel if I take pictures of you? And like, they don't give a shit.
Well, it worked because like I was one of the first people to ask a question, and you can listen to
are
it.
You, wait, is there video now?
Is this
and
this
the rest is
audio.
History?
Is this your video?
Yeah, so, yeah my
we're
audio.
Gonna open it up for questions, and please feel free to ask us both questions about our films. We'll be happy to answer them.
This is not a moment that happens to many times in your life, so I'm going to flip cam you. If you don't want to be on camera, just go like this. And I have two cameras left. One is fucked up.
He said he's going to flip cam you.
Well, Rutger Hauer is really a comedian, isn't he? That's really he's saying some really funny stuff.
He likes to swear a lot.
The joke is the word fuck. That is the joke.
The punchline of fuck jokes.
Great. My question was actually for Jerome.
That's
Vince!
That's the guy who directed the short movie that came before, which was actually really funny and gory and etc.
Shut up.
And that was Rutger Hauer telling me to shut up.
Oh. Ooh.
Why did he want you to shut up?
He wanted me to wait so he could run up and flip cam me, basically.
For Jerome? Shut up.
Oh, that's Vince's laugh.
Yeah.
Rutger Hauer just told me to shut up. I think my life is complete. But I was wondering.
It's really easy. To get laughs at these Q&As, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer says fuck three times, and people are rolling in the aisles. Yeah.
In that one part where the bad guy gets kicked in the nuts, did his nuts come out through his eye sockets, or did I misread that?
I love that question, actually. Much debated about parts of the film. Actually, there's two camps. There are the people who believe that those are his eyeballs getting knocked out.
Because the guys had gotten a twig through the eyes, and then and they pulled the eyes out. And then another part, the kid kicks him in the nuts, and then his eyes come out. So I thought there were his nuts coming out, or maybe there were his eyes.
Did they hand out like marijuana popcorn? Everyone sounds
dude, you've been sitting in a movie theater for like the last 2 hours. Yeah.
Crazy manic.
Yeah, oh for sure.
They were poked in, and there are other people as yourself that believe them to be his testicles coming all the way up through his body and out through the eye sockets that are now empty because the eyeballs have moved away. And what we really wanted to do with that moment is to leave that as an open question. So you can take that home with you and decide for yourself what that moment means.
I like it. He did the like Tarantino thing. Like you just asked him what was in the case in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a pretty good answer.
Yeah, that's as good as you could hope for.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't, he didn't backtrack or correct himself at all. I thought it was a good moment. Brett's just glaring at me because Brett fucking hates everything I do.
Hey, I don't like when you guys play the thing. Hey, guys, I'm Rutger Hauer.
Yo, you know what the best part?
I don't even know who Rutger Hauer is. He's in the Iger sanction.
You know what the best part of my birthday party was? Is everyone deciding that fake Brett was better than real Brett?
Yeah.
Everyone. Work friends.
It was a revelation.
Like, reap acquaintances, the bartender. You know, everyone.
Hey, guys, I wasn't even here this weekend. I didn't even get a party because I wasn't even here. I don't even like hanging out with real Brett. Because I don't know about that guy.
Fake Brett sounds like Brett Favre.
Does Favre sound like that?
Close enough.
Did it sound like I was texting pictures of my dick?
It sounds closer to Brett Favre than it does Brett. Anonymous. We'll edit that out. Don't worry.
Yeah.
My bandwidth does not include editing.
Just put a fart sound in there. We'll be good.
Vince, any other... So what else happened at Sundance, any other highlights? What'd you do besides turn Mormon?
I asked Clay Davis, aka Isaiah Whitlock, about how often he hears shit.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
almost every day.
Speaking Let's of listen. The Wire, I've always wanted to ask you about how often do people come up and do your shit line from The Wire?
And I did it to you on the street. Last year, I saw you in Chelsea on 8th Avenue.
Okay. Side note, there's two people at this round table. There's like the nerdy blogger kid on the left who sounds a little something like this.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
How's it going? Hi.
Good.
Everybody got enough oxygen?
That's it, home.
I am getting winded. Have you been winded?
Yes, I'm very winded.
Doing basic tasks like tying your shoes?
Yes.
So yeah, there's that guy, and then the one you just heard who like completely fucking interrupts my question for no reason. He sounds.
I totally thought you.
Yeah, he sounds a little something like this.
At some point, where did the character? What was the genesis? You talked about the naivete. There's an innocence also with The Office and The Hangover. It's not the same character, but it's variations on similar themes. Craft-wise, where did you in your career? You know, 10 years ago or whatever. Where did you start building that character up, and how has it developed since?
I don't.
Oh my! That I am like so mad from hearing that. 10-second clip.
Onk, onk, onk,
I could not imagine sitting in person with that guy.
Sound, that's the sound of his like butt tube in his mouth.
Oh my! That makes me so angry.
Yeah,
that makes
suck
me
sucking on his butthole.
Say onk.
Another thing, the same characters with a little bit of a twist. But
I like to start with the G. That's the sound of that guy.
You guys need to engage the whole group instead of just each other.
We're deciding what that guy's that guy's ass suckery sounds like. Brendan's going with an unk, and I'm going like guh, guh. That's it. That's what he sounds like sucking someone's ass.
Like that?
No, that's kind of like a weird.
That's what Tracy Morgan does. That's Tracy Morgan's noise.
That guy makes me want to go. Shotgun.
You don't have one?
I'm just so angry.
Well, the nerdy guy on the left kept asking, like, it wasn't even a Red State roundtable, but he kept asking everybody, like, about Red State. And so, like, when...
you guys didn't see it, I saw it twice.
Yeah. So when the director of Cedar Rapids comes out, he asks him about Red State, and he's like, have you heard about Kevin Smith's plan for Red State? He's going to do self-distribute and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the pretentious guy, like, interrupts, is like... That's not what's going on at all. And they start like arguing back and forth, and like
in front of the guests.
Yeah, in front of the guests, and all me and the other people at the round table are looking at each other like, "What the fuck is wrong with these guys?" So and the Isaiah Whitlock, that was the pretentious guy that just interrupted me.
I saw you in Chelsea.
I saw you in Chelsea, and I made you say that.
This clip is amazing.
And I was basically like, "Hey, do you ever have annoying assholes like come up and do your line to you?" And then before
I did that.
Yeah, and the guy,
I totally did that to in Chelsea.
Yeah. You remember me? I was wearing...
my boyfriend, hell yeah.
I was wearing that pink scarf. I thought I looked hot that day, but I always look hot. Anyway, my question is...
Come up and do your shit line from The Wire.
I did it to you on the street.
I really like that shit. Oh, yeah. What you said.
I saw you in Chelsea.
It was very intimidating.
I saw you in Chelsea. I was,
right. You kind of puss out on it because you're in the presence
I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
I love how he references it like it was the most clever thing he had ever heard. Like,
yeah.
Right. Hey, remember that time that you didn't know me?
Yeah,
and like, I did
like,
thing.
Yeah,
that
I did remember that. That was brilliant.
It was
that was you?
That was you?
It was 4:15, Chelsea. You had a coffee in your hand. You don't remember me at all? Really?
I was wearing my purple scarf.
Yeah. I just remember it so distinctly.
Okay. Sub question, what's the most inappropriate place?
He has such a great voice.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's rare that I go a day without someone. You know? And it's gotten to be kind of a weird thing because if I'm walking towards someone, they won't do it like in front of me. Mm-hmm. They'll pass me and they'll get a block away and then I'll hear.
I was sort of disappointed. Like it ended up being a good story that the person walks by him and he hears it from a block away. But it would have been really funny if he had said something like they start it and then they walk by. So there's like a
Doppler effect.
I was just about to say Doppler effect. I was totally waiting for him to be like, well, it goes on for so long that by the time I walk by him, there's like a Doppler effect of the shit, you know,
like the Arnold scream.
Right. Yeah. So
Arnold Doppler.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a little disappointed, but it's still pretty funny. So, and sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah.
Well, courage.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, do I have the courage? Okay, I'm far enough away. You know, he's not going to turn around and hit me or something. So they do it. And what's the most inappropriate place? I remember one time I was on a
taking
crowd
a shit,
and I heard it, but I didn't know where it was coming from. You know, and just and the subway was just packed. You know,
it's like the fucking Telltale Heart. It just it haunts him. Yeah, like, who I said know. That? Who said
shit.
That?
Shit.
Where are you? Show yourself.
Shit. I was hoping that part of the story would be better. Did you see the extended cut of?
Yeah, it's
the,
so the, good. Are you gonna play that too?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
The story didn't go that you know anywhere from there really, but I was actually hoping for a more inappropriate place than a crowded subway car. But
right, like a funeral or something.
Yeah, or he's just with his you know breastfeeding.
It would have been
kid.
Awesome if he said this one time in Chelsea.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I was with my kids.
This one time I was on 8th Avenue in Chelsea.
And this fucking dickhead came up to me and said it. Oh, that was me.
Well, basically, at another part, I did get to do a short one-on-one interview with him, but. Like I didn't know I was gonna get to do it, and I hadn't like written down any questions, so I'm basically.
And you
just...
weren't wearing pants; it was awkward.
Yeah,
midway through a jack off, just like
I was on my jack off couch.
I was on the outstroke. I was on the outstroke. Couldn't tuck it back in.
Yeah,
I was helicoptering.
Senator, she Sphinx glow. You in the Sphinx Club. My uncle used to tin ball over there. Detective Sidney, sir. Yeah. Enjoy your day, sir.
Son, we're gonna see about this.
Sheep.
That was live during the interview, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so later I'm in the one-on-one, and I wanted to ask him a question about.
Is he in a movie out there?
He's in Cedar Rapids. He's like one of the guys, and he's actually he's kind of like the token black guy character, and like they acknowledge it, you know, like they're making jokes about it, which was you know it made sense, it was realistic. I thought they were just you know they didn't make him to be like the jackass who's like, oh hell no, but they didn't like you know like they didn't
oh fuck that shit
yeah you know they didn't make him like a cartoon, but they you know they didn't shy away from mentioning it. So I'm trying to ask him this, but of course like I haven't written any of this down, I haven't like fully articulated it for myself, so in my head I'm asking him this question and like I'm already rambling because I know I can't start the question off with, so you're basically the token black guy in this movie and blah blah blah, and like I'm asking it and he's doing that thing where he's just sort of like looking at me and sort of glaring at me without making it, like you can tell he has no idea where I'm going with this question.
He's like, is this thing ever going to end? Yeah. Is this a question or a story?
I just start getting more and more flustered and rambling even longer.
Yeah, I like the question story.
Yeah. I think I brought it back by the end.
All right, so now
there's a minute there where I thought I was going
to
chop my head.
If I could get you to reference the appendix,
all right,
in
hold
my
on.
Previous question.
So I don't know if so. Are you with me? We're on subpart A, Delta 3. So can you answer that first?
Shit.
Yeah. So there was that.
I actually really like the thing you put on Facebook, which is like the Obama style, the Shepherd Fairey Obama style. But
yeah.
The text takes up two lines. Yeah. He's going, shit.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, I have a question. What was the deal with Red State? It's just a Kevin Smith movie?
I didn't see it.
I know, but why? With all the
There's
I'll
a
tell
huge
you this.
Fucking spider in the third act.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I'm normally not that excited for a Kevin Smith movie. When you make it like a genre horror movie, then,
man, it is?
That goes from mediocre to mediocre-er.
I haven't been excited for a Kevin Smith movie since Mallrats.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I mean, I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's really done anything that amazing.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't like his movies. I watched Clerks again. Clerks isn't that
it's not good.
Good,
no.
It's all right.
Dogma's like, the only one that I mean,
really
Dogma
like
and Mallrats
Dogma.
Are the only ones.
I really like Dogma.
I like yeah. Mallrats a lot. I really do. I think Jason yeah. Smith
is
amazing in
I
that.
I think those are the best, for sure.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just like a genre horror movie. I didn't really read any reviews. I don't know. For some reason, he's talked so much and he puts, like, I think he's great. I enjoy listening to him talk. But like he tweets so much and talks so much that I just sort of get overwhelmed
sort
and
of
I
tune
just
him out
go like, oh well, that's for your fans. And
I like him sort of trying to be a little anti Hollywood.
Yeah,
but his movies I haven't really thought they were anything special for a long time, really forever. I mean, yeah, probably Mallrats. I mean, you know, Clerks 2 was watchable, but it wasn't that good.
I've sort of been able to gauge my moral decline in regards to my opinions on fucking what's the lesbian movie?
Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy. Yeah. So I watched
that movie.
I watched that like freshman year of high school, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of fucked up, you know. His girlfriend was in a threesome, and then I watched it again in college, and I'm like, I don't know why Ben Affleck's giving it, like, everyone's giving Ben Affleck such a hard time, and then I watched it later, I'm like, this whole movie's for pussies, no one's fucking any dogs anywhere.
Yeah. Someone at Best Week Ever watched this, I guess there's something called, what the hell was it, Too Fat for 40, it's just like a 2-hour Kevin Smith talking sort of thing, and apparently he says, and shit a lot. So this guy just cut together all the times when Kevin Smith says and shit into one
she
clip.
She likes that. She likes when people like her son and shit. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit. And shit like that. And shit. Pick me up 2 streets over and shit. He's like, yeah, I totally will. And shit. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And shit. Moving on and shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. Set up and shit. Fucking weed and shit. And it was phenomenal and shit. And shit like that. And shit. And shit like that. I married her and shit. Big bear and shit. Together and shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And shit. And shit. And shit. I went out and shit. And shit. And shit. Big bunch of food and shit. Off he would go and shit. She knew I was really into it and shit. So we called up Pink Dot and shit. Big, big fucking order and shit. We wanted a lot of food to watch and shit. And shit. And shit. And shit. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit. 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 And shit like that. And shit. Or some such shit. And shit. Don't you like shit? I'm like, yeah, I like shit. Don't you like shit? And shit. Another dude was coming out and shit. Couples around us and shit. 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 And shit, and shit, and shit, and shit, and shit, and shit like that. And shit.
There's still 2 more minutes of this, by the way.
Is that, wait, what's that
shit,
from?
And shit.
It's from this, it's called Kevin Smith Too Fat for 40. This guy Noah Garfinkel on Best Week Ever. Two nights ago, I ended up watching Kevin Smith Too Fat for 40, a 2-hour lecture that is available to watch instantly on Netflix. I imagine the talk would be long-winded, but would probably also contain a story or two that would be engaging enough not to bore me to the point of getting wound up and having to switch to something else. Perfect, right? No. I ended up wide awake watching with rapt attention as I noticed unfolding before me what amounted to an accidental montage of a specific nervous tic. Below is a video that required me to watch Kevin Smith Too Fat for 40 twice and then took me 7 hours to edit. It is a collection of every time Kevin Smith says "and shit" over the course of the 2-hour lecture.
Can we get back to the "and shit"?
No clips have been repeated, and in fact, some have not even been included.
That would seem like it would be an awesome one of those YouTubed auto-tune songs,
yeah,
which I thoroughly enjoy.
And shit. Back to my office and shit. The fucking video and shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. A lot of fucking buddy cop movies and shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. Totally do this and shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And shit. And shit. I assumed he did and shit. 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 Michael, we're gonna go one more and shit. Fucking monitor and shit. 2 and 8 and shit. A couple of dicks and shit. Put the blue screens around him and shit. 3 shot and shit. Shit like that. And shit like that. And shit. And shit like that. And he thinks his wife's cheating on him and shit. Hey, I was kind of hoping he would do and shit.
Wow.
Is there more?
It's like 4 minutes long.
And shit. And actors want to please and shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And muscles on top of muscles and shit. My chair and shit. And shit. Walk away and shit. And shit like that. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. Under the door and shit. Affecting us back here and shit. Land of ours and shit. Ours is going to be fine and shit. And shit. And shit. He's in a bathrobe and shit. And shit. And shit. I start closing my eyes and shit. Oh, and shit. And shit. And shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. Very professional and shit. And shit. And shit like that. I have no idea and shit. Given to me and shit. He's like, okay, close the door and shit. And I gave him my shit and shit. I went back to my room and shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. And then shit. And shit like that. And shit like that. Like, I smell dope and shit. Montreal and shit. And shit like that. Sitting on the bed and shit. Panasonic gave me and shit. And shit like that. Dust till dawn and shit. Michael Parks comes back out and shit. People are screaming for help and shit. And shit. And shit. Doing shit like that.
I like and shit like that. That's my favorite. I like that better.
Yeah, dude.
And shit like that. And shit like that.
Apparently, he also says and whatnot a lot. Also,
Montreal and shit.
Go and order Pink Dot and shit.
And shit. and
get our delivery
like,
and shit
and shit like that.
So yeah, so I tried to watch the. I guess he did some big speech like before Red State about. I guess what he did was told everybody to come out because he's going to auction off the movie.
I'm going to auction off live. See, man.
Yeah, and then so he got them all into the auditorium and they like did this whole speech about why Hollywood sucks and. Bought distribution rights from himself instead.
For free.
I don't know. $20.
Hey, I wanted to buy the distribution of that movie. I'll pay.
This broadcast is not funny.
Hey.
That's Charles Barkley.
Yeah, no, it's Brett. That's,
yeah.
Hey, I'll spend $25 to get distribution rights for Brett.
So, yeah. And then I tried to watch the speech, but god damn, it's just like 20 minutes long of
just rambling.
Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, he's fairly engaging, but shit. At a certain point, you're like, oh, I don't care.
Shit like that. I'm going to give a speech.
And shit like that.
Wow. We're pretty good at that with four people.
We are. 1/4 of a Kevin Smith
and shit.
Each and every one of us.
Yes,
and shit like that.
Yeah, and he's got the chance in the hockey jersey.
Yeah, it's not a good
Shocking.
Look for any human.
No, it's really not. And who are you fooling, really?
I don't get the chance.
The chance, I mean, or
maybe the hockey jersey. All right, we'll give you that.
The hockey
much.
Jersey is like a glorified. It's like
they're both
like,
pretty bad.
The hockey jersey is basically like a glorified muumuu.
Yeah, but that's because
yeah,
he's fat.
Easy
what
fat guy.
What do the chance do? Just wear jeans.
Cholo Giorgio, he's so casual.
He's so cash, bro.
I don't know.
That's his uniform at this point.
Like, you're not hiding anything.
I'd love
chance.
To see his closet. Is it just like 50 hockey jerseys and 50 pairs of chants, or is it like two of each?
Yeah, and then the long socks underneath there.
Yeah. And
I think he might wear the short socks now that I think
about
it.
No, he wears short socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like blasting out of his shoes, too.
Yeah.
Where it's,
yeah,
it looks yeah. like the front outside of each foot looks like he's about to like, absolutely bust
yeah,
out of the
spilling over.
He's got muffin top on his ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, but the
ankles.
The toes look like they're about to absolutely blow out the leather and or suede of the shoe.
I'd like to retract that previous utterance and go with my ankles instead. Is that okay?
We'll accept it.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
We'll accept that.
Ben, can you edit that in?
And shit?
Yeah. Make it sound seamless.
And shit like that?
Uh-huh. And shit.
And shit
make
like
it sound
that.
Seamless shit. And shit like that.
Shit.
So did you see any other movies at Sundance that will be worth keeping on our radar?
I like Cedar Rapids. I like Hobo with a Shotgun for the most part. I really liked Elite Squad 2. That was pretty awesome.
You're a huge fan of Elite Squad 1, so I think you're
I
going
never
in with...
saw Elite Squad 1.
Was it really a movie?
You like Knuckle,
yeah,
right?
It's not a real movie, is it?
It is a movie.
They just start it too?
No.
Oh,
it's an actual sequel. Yeah.
So since you've gotten back, have you watched one?
I have not yet, no.
Is it Brazilian in Portuguese?
Yes.
Portuguese.
That's what they speak there, yo.
Well, I realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
You said Knuckle, right?
Crazy
or
down there.
Knuckle.
Knuckle. Knuckle's all right. I was, you know. Considering that it's about fucking gypsies bare knuckle fighting, like it's basically a documentary.
Yeah.
It's a documentary.
Yeah. Considering that, it should have been a lot better. It's pretty weird. They basically just like send each other these pro wrestling style videos. Like one clan will be like, "Oh, the Joyces are never going to beat the Quinn McDonald's because they're all bollocks. You're all bollocks. You're baldy bollocks. Never amount to shit." Take lumps of tight, man.
Well, there was the one. There's a documentary. I can't remember what it's called, but it's about a guy who boxed in the Atlanta Olympics,
mm-hmm.
and it was the same thing. He was a total pikey, and he like lived in a trailer park on like the outskirts of, I don't know, some English town. He wasn't even from Ireland. I mean, I think
they
he represented
back
Ireland
forth.
Or something like that. Yeah, yeah, like he represented Ireland, but he trained in England. Just some crazy thing like that. Yeah. And he was just they all looked like the Pikeys from Snatch.
Oh, it was exactly like as soon as I watched it, I'm like, holy shit! I didn't realize Snatch was so realistic, like,
right.
So perfectly recreated. Because it's like they're just fighting. They'll hold these boxing matches that are quasi organized. You know, they have
bare knuckle.
And they have like
aggressive.
A referee. They have a referee from a neutral clan. Like it'll be one clan versus another clan, but then the referee will be from a separate one, so he's, you know, not biased. And then for most of them, the people from the clans aren't allowed to be there, so they don't get into a big gang fight. So there'll be like 10 people there, and like it'll be in a fucking parking lot or like in the middle of like some random street. Like the first one with the main character, he like knocks this guy like into a bush on the side of the road, and then they have to like pull him out of the bush, and he's like, oh, you want to keep going? Yeah, you keep going. And he's just getting the shit kicked out of him. And I'm in like a Sundance audience with a bunch of like middle-aged women, and this dude is just like digging his finger like knuckle deep in his just bloody fucking mess of an eye socket, and just all the old women gasping around me. It was so priceless.
No holds barred fighting? Like, what's going on?
I mean, it's basically boxing rules. They're not. I mean, it's a little dirtier than boxing, but not really.
And who's digging fingers in eye sockets?
No, it was his own finger because the guy, he got punched in
trying,
the eye.
He's trying to put his eye.
And fucked up his orbital bone, and he's like digging in his like mangled sort of eye.
Oh, he's doing that to himself.
Yeah.
That was not explained in shit.
Sorry.
Shit like that? Yeah,
you failed to explain that adequately in shit.
So he got his eye busted open and whatnot, and he's sticking his finger up there and shit.
And shit.
And shit like that?
And shit like that.
So, yeah. But
shit like that.
But like, you never find out what the fuck these people do for a living. Like, because they'll be betting 20,000 pounds on a fight. Like, the last
sell
fight.
Sell caravans?
Yeah, I guess. The last fight they're betting 60,000 pounds on. And they never really.
Isn't that like $4 US?
I think it's like $1.60.
I think it's more like $4 million US.
No, each pound is like $1.60, I think, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not up with my exchange rates. When I was in Europe, it was 2-1 pounds to dollars.
Pounds is closer to 2-1.
Oh, is it 2? Okay.
Yeah.
Closer to 2. The euro is probably closer to like 1.6. Anyway. Vince, you did tell
me. A lot of money. And like the one thing that they show him doing where he's like for a living is they're like digging one of those posts that keep you from like driving into a place, you know, like little, and like I they make it out like he's doing construction work or something. So he digs like two shovels worth under this post and then backs over it with his car. And then he like walks over to where a bunch of them are hanging out, and they're just like hanging out smoking cigarettes. And it's like
Fight Club.
That's a job, really.
It's Fight Club.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Project Mayhem.
Yeah. And they get all into it, you know, like everybody comes out to the fights. And two separate fights were disqualified for biting, so it's like a fairly common occurrence, apparently.
Not only common, but it's definitely regulated.
Yes.
You can't bite.
Yeah, no, you're disqualified.
Oh, he's been disqualified again?
And the one guy, like the guy who gets disqualified is, oh, man, I bit him. I'm sorry. Screwed that one up. I was just fighting, and then all of a sudden I was biting him. I don't know.
Next thing I know, I was taking a chunk out of his arm.
Yeah. I fucking bit him.
Yeah.
I like Pikey.
Vince, you were telling me some story.
I bit the fucker.
You and a bunch of bloggers congregated and like rioted in the streets or something.
Oh, God. There was some picture. You look so fucking haggard. I'd never seen anything like it.
What?
I don't know, on Facebook, of you and a bunch of other bloggers
on a bus. It's the altitude. What? It makes you super ugly.
Where'd you see that?
It was someone else's, but I saw it in my news feed, but I couldn't comment on it because I'm not friends with the guy.
I didn't see that one. Are you making this up?
No, it's when we're all wearing plaid.
Shut up.
Everyone's wearing plaid, and there's a joke on it about we didn't get the memo about us all wearing plaid.
That was like a picture from like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Sorry, never mind.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Shit.
No.
Shit.
So the last night, it was my last night there, and this story is probably not going to be that interesting. But I guess there's these
probably
two.
Shouldn't tell it then.
I guess there's these two kids.
Stop telling the story.
There's these two
stop
kids that paid like $1,000 for Red State tickets.
See that in and of itself is fascinating to me.
Yeah. And they had a condo, and somehow like word went around amongst the bloggers via Twitter that there was
and we're blogging.
Yeah. It's like, oh, land party, let's
and
do
we're
it.
Tweeting,
yeah,
we're blogging
and we're tweeting.
Yeah. So we show up there.
Let's all go and not make eye contact.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did everyone bring their laptops? And they're like,
there was one guy typing on a laptop when they got there. Yeah,
I was hoping you guys would all be IMing each other while you're there.
No, it was cool. Really? Like everyone was surprisingly not as socially awkward as you might expect and fairly cool. But there's about 10 or 15 of us in a bar. And at some point, like Jason Reitman randomly walked in. And like, I didn't even know what had happened. But like there was like this mass exodus of like all these people running around to crowd around this guy. And that poor bastard never knew what hit him.
Wait, so is that what it's like? Is it's like they just swarm around him?
For a little bit, yeah. I mean, it probably...
It's like sperm around a potential egg.
Yeah, and I don't think anywhere else that guy would have walked in where people would actually know who he was, except
that's probably
for
why they do it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know, not bad. These bloggers are going to flip out on me.
Oh, no. I'm
going to see if I can stir up a nerd swarm.
Yeah,
watch
much.
This.
Go poke the blogger.
Hey,
nest.
Doug. Doug, come in here with me. This is going to be funny.
You're going to love this. Watch these douches.
Watch this. Like everybody! I'm Jason Reitman.
Like that old Eddie Murphy bit. Yeah, watch how fast the little motherfuckers run. Yeah.
Everybody, listen up. Bloggers, everybody, listen. I'm Jason Reitman. I'm here to talk to you. They all scurry over.
Pretty much, yeah. Just fucking on our rascal scooters.
Yeah. No, wait.
Bumping each other.
Well, I thought there was a big argument between rascals and hover rounds.
Yeah, yeah. There's a
hover
what
around.
What does Harry Knowles use?
I'm not sure. He wasn't there. I've never met him.
He has an Ain't It Cool hover round.
If he could brand those somehow,
oh man,
that would be sweet. Yeah.
So that's it. That was
Brendan's playing on his phone.
Oh, I was just getting my mom's email queued up for talking about Oscar nom noms.
Oh, do I have to read those? Do I have to like tell you what they are and shit?
No, and shit
and whatnot,
shit like that.
Shit.
Well,
I don't know. Pick like one.
Well,
you want to hear best? You know? Do you know best picture?
I don't even want to talk about movies anymore.
I think this is the.
Hey, I'm Brett. I really like that Inception. It was so confusing, but it was kind of cool. I didn't know what was going on, but I'll try to watch it again because I'm.
Let's just talk about potatoes. Let's talk about potatoes.
I think I've seen them. Well,
what?
Tubers.
No, I'm like an okie.
Tubers, potatoes. Hey,
you guys.
I just want to talk about potatoes.
Hey, how's Jeff the how's Larry the Cable Guy not hosting again?
Hey, who likes turnips?
I think we all have a slightly different idea of what fake Brett consists of.
Anybody else got a turnail on the dick?
Turnail?
A tornado on my dick?
Tornado on my dick.
A toenail.
No, I got that.
A toenail.
Oh.
I think it's a tornado.
I like that I have a tornado on my dick.
A toenail on the dick?
It's a high pressure system.
Yeah.
It's getting real weird over here.
I adamantly dislike award shows, but I had seen most of the... I know that they increased the best... every award category to what, 50 per category now?
Did they start paying me $50 every time it's on? Because otherwise,
yeah. Christ, so more people can just 69 each other in Hollywood.
I aggressively dislike all award shows.
Deepest 69.
Yeah, yeah.
I really have to thank everyone else that was in the opposite side of the nine.
Everyone whose butthole is in my nose.
I really have to thank the nine.
It was so fun working with Anne Hathaway. Her farts are just so musty and robust.
I want to thank everyone for feeding me the poo-poo to eat.
Yeah.
I ate so much poo-poo this year. I smeared it all over.
I want to thank President Obama
for
letting me eat the poo-poo.
For allowing me to eat the poo-poo.
I love to eat the poo-poo like ice cream.
Read a category. Just one. Just pick something weird, like just best.
The anus.
Best sound design. Who's nominated for best sound design?
Oh, Christ,
no. That's,
scroll down.
That's best, a terrible
best
idea.
Picture. Scroll down.
This is why we don't let you come up with.
Scroll down.
That's not even on there.
Hey, I'm Brett. I think I have a good idea, but it's actually kind of dumb.
That's what he sounds like.
Just do best picture.
All right. So, Black Swan, Fighter, Inception, Kids Are All Right. King's Speech, 127 Hours, Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone.
So I have a question.
Winter's
Boner. Did the Academy get some sort of decree that movies have to... I feel like they used to be a lot more obscure with what was Best Picture nominee.
You think? I mean, now that they have 10, I feel like they can just pick one from every
True Grit was up there, but...
True Grit is amazing.
Yeah, True Grit. And
well, I mean, just for example, like I love the shit out of Inception, but I would never in a million years think it would be nominated for Best Picture.
My mom also agreed with you, Ben.
Oh yeah,
and she wrote me an email about it.
Right. Hold on, I smell something. This is a segue.
Oh yeah, would you guys like to hear the email from my mom?
This is the sound.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys have been reading Film Drunk long, but there was a short-lived bit we had where. It was called Brendan's Mom Reviews. I don't know why. I liked it a lot.
It was funny. The problem was, like, my mom wanted to see it, and she kept asking me to send her the link, but the problem was in the comments. Like, everyone was talking about, like, wanting to, like, take a dump in my mom's butt and then, like, fuck the dump and then, like, jizz in her eyeballs and stuff. And, like, I just don't think my mom would understand.
That's called a space gypsy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but it's a pretty common move.
My mom would not understand this.
This is what they
space gypsy.
It's a bare-knuckle space gypsy. Because the difference is the fucking the poop. Or not fucking
they poop in the butt, and then they fuck the poop, and then they eat the poop with a cum.
Bishop, look at this.
Oh.
All right, so my mom
is this what you want, Mr. Obama? Is Brendan's mom leaking, anal leaking.
Anal leaking, like the ice cream.
All over the face. All
right, so in the middle of the day, at 2:34 p.m., I get an email from her. Subject line, Inception. I just can't believe Inception was nominated for some Academy Awards! Exclamation point.
Wait, should we tell the Bleach story before we go into this?
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell it.
Oh, I gotta tell it now?
I like your take on it better.
Oh, really? Do I have a different take on it?
Just the way you tell the story, Vince. You know? Just,
I'm funny, really like
brings
the
characters to life.
Yeah, so I've never met Brendan's mom, but the only way
she's a very nice lady.
Is she?
Yeah, she's very nice.
She smell nice?
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Yeah. The only way I know her is from Brendan's story when we were in college and his mom had come to visit and, you know, his house was pretty dirty like any college kid's is. And
I was in training camp, so I was staying in the dorms and I had my off-campus apartment because it was during training camp for football. So they had like gone shopping for me.
Yeah.
And like stocked the apartment.
Yeah, you know, you never have like the regular toiletries that real people have when you're in college. Like, you know, toilet brushes and plungers and shit
Mom,
like that.
Would you prefer wiping your butt with Rolling Stone? Or, I mean, I prefer Entertainment
or
Weekly.
Or Maxim. Yeah,
I prefer Entertainment Weekly softer pages, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, so Brendan's mom bought him a toilet brush and some bleach for it. But so when she was telling him that how to use it, she's like, and make sure you wear I got you some eye goggles so you can wear the protective goggles while you clean the toilet, yeah, just in case when you pour the bleach in the toilet, it doesn't splash back up and hit you in the eyeballs.
Right. She also instructed me to hold the bleach bottle down close to the toilet to minimize the splashback. Yeah. So I think that's what you need to know. But the email says, I just can't believe Inception was nominated for some Academy Awards! Exclamation point. I thought it was a mess.
Dude, you can't just say exclamation point. You have to own that inflection.
Hey, that's Columbia talking. You cannot yeah, fight that.
That's right.
Cecil B. DeMille over here. All right.
Do it more inflection.
I just can't believe Inception was nominated for some Academy Awards. I thought it was a mess. I didn't understand what was going on, especially the beginning. But by the time I figured out the concept, the movie was half over. And while the concept was original, the execution was pure Hollywood, where gunfights erupt and the cool guys never get hit. How many gunfights and grenades occur at the corporate level? Real dreams are about walking down the street with your butt showing, or you didn't study for the final exam.
She's got a point.
That's,
yeah.
I can't argue any of this. True.
My mom's right.
Yeah.
Butt showing, final exam. It's pretty much 99% of my nightmares.
Oh, yeah. A lot of simultaneous.
My butt is showing during the final exam.
Yeah. I forgot to study for the final, and my wiener's out.
Yeah, or the final exam is tattooed on my butt.
Is that Kirk Douglas's minor monologue? I forgot to study, I'm dead, and my wiener's hanging out.
And I'm going down a flume.
Yeah, going down a log flume.
The final exam is tattooed on my butt. I'm showing someone, but I don't know the answers.
Oh, shit, is it the final on my wiener? I totally forgot to bring that.
Oh, my God, I'm going down a log flume, and I'm dead, and I'm Kirk Douglas.
Again.
Again. I have this recurring nightmare.
I am Spartacus.
Mr. Therapist.
I'm Spartacus.
Hop on Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
We're going to go down a tube.
Kirk Douglas was Spartacus.
Yeah, I know.
It's a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yes, it certainly is that.
What if they could they remake that as a Paul Blart Presents, you think?
Oh, yeah.
C-Tates all the way.
I don't know how you would rhyme Spartacus with anything.
C-Tates.
At least even
Fartacus. Oh, you beat me to it.
Come on. Oh. Fartacus.
I was being facetious.
By the way, I was so upset when you solicited us for the Kevin James baseball movie titles.
You solicited? What do you mean? I think I brought it up.
Yeah. You brought it up. Yeah. Well, so, and I came up with Eight Men Out of Breath, and I was so proud of myself. Like, I thought I would never come up with anything as funny as that.
So, listeners out there, Frogcasters.
You didn't like Bagels in the Outfield?
Bagels in the Outfield was good.
So, I couldn't figure anything out for Brangels in the Outfield or Field of Dreams.
What was yours? The Flatural?
No, mine was the Flatural and Eight Men Out of Breath.
Yeah.
So it started off with our email chain. We obviously love the fake Paul Blart movies, and mine was Paul Blart Presents. And it's basically Rookie of the Year, but he farts the baseball like 120 miles an hour.
Right, and it was that's when I came up with the flatural. No, and then I came up with the flatural. And then Biz came up with Dookie of the Year.
Yeah, Dookie of the Year. Yeah.
Which was – that was good.
Yeah.
High fives all around.
Yeah.
Are we coming up with any category besides – or just baseball movies?
I mean, you could do –
there's so
we
many.
We should have a different category every week.
You could do just sports movies, right? So I – when – So I was really – after the Flatural and Eight Men Out of Breath, I was totally spent. I had nothing else. But then I was thinking about like other sports movies, and I was thinking about Juana Mayonnaise for like basketball.
I mean, you could do Juana a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Juana Sandwich.
Yeah. Well, I figured I just went with man, so Juana Mayonnaise, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of legs, but Fartacus could be
– Fartacus.
I mean, I think you do the Paul Blart Presents the Massploitation, and that's like the perfect storm of frontcastery. Oh,
that I don't even bring that up because then
just I mean everyone's face just immediately melts and there's like face all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here
thinking more sports movies.
I know we're all like just you look around the gears are turning and everyone's
I can't
head.
Help it. Yeah. It's like one of those Twitter
games.
I mean
if they can make 15 Air Bud movies, some with monkeys, some with not, I'm pretty sure they could make some Paul Blart Presents.
Air Butt. It's like him and the dog. You just fart off. Air Butt. No, Paul Blart plays basketball, and it's just Air Butt.
Air Butt. Oh, there's so many.
Space Raspberry Jam.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
that's
really bad.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
You're
fucking fired.
Heine Given Sunday?
That doesn't work. Any Given Chocolate Sunday. Come on.
Holy shit.
Any given
Redemption.
Ice cream.
Any given Redemption.
Ice cream Sunday. Yeah. Any given ice cream Sunday.
Any given ice cream Sunday.
Wow. That's so many levels.
Brandon, I think we could find a role for you as a consultant
in
Hollywood.
The last Bear Claw.
The last Boy Scout cookie. Yeah. It would be better. The last Girl Scout cookie.
I just want similar to like South Park when they made my favorite
Rob Schneider.
The Rob Schneider one.
Rob Schneider's finding life pretty easy until one day, he's a carrot.
Yeah,
Rob Schneider in the carrot.
How about crappy blue chips? Those blue chips,
salted blue chips.
Because blue chips are crappy. Is that why?
Oh, they're the worst. Nobody wants those. But you know those blue chips with Shaq and Nolte?
Yeah,
as Neon Boudot.
Dude, you just totally you combined Paul Blart with an airline food joke, basically.
I know, I did. We're working on a lot of different levels here.
Are you going to open for Jeff Dunham soon?
Yeah,
I think that's the next step.
He's going to be his puppet. Brendan's just going to sit on his lap.
You have to be like Chinese or something.
Oh, he can do that.
There we go.
That's late on. We need a sound effects guy, really. We need a dedicated.
We need like an engineer.
I think Lindy should just do it over the web, but just bloop in and be like, brom, bloop out.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea.
Brom, bloop.
So what did you guys do this week? Anything fun?
I got older.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we drank beer for Brett's getting old.
And you made fun of him for not being fake Brett?
Oh, everyone's favorite Brett is fake Brett.
Hands down, even mine.
Hey, you guys. Hey, hey, hey.
He's just so much more likable.
Yeah.
He's so fun and cuddly.
I just do whatever anybody wants to do.
So are there any movies that are coming out? Is Hollywood shut down at this point? What's going on?
I don't know.
Why
I've been
I
like,
excited for anything?
I've been buried in fucking Sundance Land
so
for the last...
I have one story what happened to me this week. So I try not to bring my personal life into the broadcast too much, but this was too good to pass up.
So I was eating this chick's pussy, right?
Yeah. No, I'd hung out with this girl.
And then she shit. I was like, that's like ice cream.
I'd hung out with this girl a couple times.
Quick one-liner. In Hobo with a Shotgun, there's one line where the guy's like, "Damn, girl, you look so fine, I just want to rip my dick off and rub it all over your titties."
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I got this text last night. I'd like to read it to you guys, and I'd also like to read my response.
Mm-hmm.
The text is from this girl. I met her about 3 weeks ago. We've hung out a couple times, like, so by no means this is serious or anything like that.
You mean you hung out like you had your wiener in her?
Yeah. So she says, "This may be direct, but I don't care. I want a Hot. Plan of what we're going to do this weekend, and it should be fun and even cute. I want to smile when you tell me what we're going to do, and if you can't do that, then don't bother. Got it? Good night." And so,
kind of like that. I, you know.
Really? Because it fucking infuriated me.
Really?
So I responded. I debated whether or not to even respond to this. You should make other plans.
Boosh.
Yeah, boosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of. I thought it was kind of cute.
Now you know what happens next is Brandon's walking around with jorts. He has a man purse.
What? So it's Tuesday.
Yeah. He's got a man purse.
I think we could just go to the Pink Dot and shit.
And shit?
And whatnot.
Shit.
Well, I was thinking we'd go get some food and shit and watch some sports and shit like that.
Have you heard from her since then?
Oh, yeah. She texted me a bunch after that, and I didn't respond. And then she messaged me on Facebook today.
Yeah, yeah. That'll
So you cut her off over that text?
Oh, please. Bitch, please. Don't try to step.
Yeah.
Are you all kidding right. me?
Just checking. I was just curious.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, Vince, you dated Brandon for a while. You know how he works.
I guess I'm much more forgiving towards chicks that will let me fuck them.
That is a very endearing quality.
Yeah, I'd say that's like top, you know. If there's one quality.
What do you look for in a potential mate?
Willingness to fuck me, mostly.
Allowing them to meet for me to put my wiener
She
inside.
Holds still long enough for me. Someone had a good story about that too in the email. You just reminded me.
Loud lovemaking?
Yeah, it was a loud lovemaking story.
I love the loud dude because the loud dude doesn't really.
No! No!
I love the loud dude. This is a super loud dude just yelling.
No!
Did you guys get that email? I'm trying to find it.
I don't know that if I got it, I didn't read
nah,
it.
No, it's probably to your
I don't
other
think
one.
It came to the Frotcast email.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love the loud dude lovemaking. You know who is probably the poster boy for that is Mel Gibson.
No, well, I mean,
he says
he's super quiet. Just Jim Caviezel has to be really loud.
She says he can't get off unless.
Better scream for me, Jim Caviezel.
whispering, hey.
Fucking Jews, Jews, Jews!
Whip him again! Whip his back! Fucking whip him!
Sexier.
That's such a complex.
More painful.
That's
more,
very complex.
More painful.
What? What? Blow me now.
No, Vince.
And then you will blow me.
Sorry, I'm trying to find this. You might have to edit this out. I'm just trying to find this email.
Oh, man.
I remember someone referencing that bit in an email, and I'm trying to find
man.
It. Oh, here, I think it is.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, here it is, yeah. This one is from Don Quixote. Also, a story for the Frotcast of a film drunker using Frotcast material with girls and also getting sex. On the flight out, I had to explain to my wife what the fuck was so funny that I was laughing so hard on the plane, so I had to give her the story relating to Brendan's loud sex noises. Of course, we get on the boat and have married people on vacation sex, and I can't help myself. So as I finish, I break out my best Brendan-esque grunts and groans.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Needless to say, she's fucking amused as hell to the point of nearly taking a chunk out of my chest with her teeth. So, thanks for the memories and the bruises, Brendan.
Oh, I feel kind of dirty now.
No way. You should be proud.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I just love the loud dude.
There's something really amazing in movies when like someone's shooting a gun and they're screaming at the same time when they're like shooting someone and they're just like, it makes you seem like at least 1,000% crazy.
Right.
And then I think...
Oh, no, you have to continue shooting after they're dead.
Like at the end of
That's
Young
important.
Guns.
That's yeah. important.
Yeah. And then, so you apply that same logic to sex and it's...
Just the the post semen hump.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, oh, she's already dead, man. Yeah, she's already dead.
Your buddy has to pull you off. They're like, no, yeah, man.
There's
no
blood coming out of her mouth.
Let it go. Let it go.
Just still just humping away so hard.
You're like 4 feet away and still thrusting.
It's over. Yeah, it's over.
It's sort of like the. It's sort of like.
She ain't worth it.
It's sort of like.
She ain't worth it.
It's sort of like every medical drama.
What's in the box? Show me what's in the box.
It's sort of like every.
Oh, what's in the box?
It's like every medical drama where there's the doctor that gives the CPR, the like chest compression for too long.
Just starts hitting him.
After hitting him in the chest. Come on! You know, they're like pounding
Live!
The chest. Yeah.
God damn it! Fuck!
Yeah. Someone's got to pull him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically all of our sex lives.
Yeah.
Let it go, man.
Played in slow motion.
Let it go. Let it go, man.
Because we're all just hanging out in each other's rooms when this is going on, so there's someone there to pull them off.
Well, we all live at the frot quarters together.
No, we hear you yelling, so we burst in the door.
Yeah. We all live together at the frot pound.
Yeah. Let it go, man. You gotta let it go.
Hey! It smells like there's fucking going on in here. What's going on with that?
You smell that stank?
Just wave of twat mist.
It's a miasma, really. It goes under the door.
That's good. Yeah. Patton should use that. You heard that the fuck squatch bit where he's talking about. Then this wave.
Is that new or old?
It's pretty new. We just get hit in the face with this wave of fuck fumes and twat mist. Nah, yeah.
Sounds like it was probably funny.
It was. Man, if you guys were there.
Hey, I heard the bit and it was real good. I was eating a plate of nuts and having me a beer. I love him. He's just good. Just good times, you know?
I liked it so much, I almost laughed out loud.
Yeah. Did you get any jiggity do? I haven't been sleeping a lot.
Jiggity do and shit, Vince. Jiggity do.
Sure. Did you guys cut off any women from your lives because of texts that they sent where they probably thought the tone was playful and...
Well, that, I mean, my opinion of
I'm vengeful.
My opinion of that text is that would be too much for me.
I interpreted it as like, playful that didn't, you know, one of those jokes that didn't quite work.
Well, yeah, things do
get... The conversation then devolved into a lengthy discussion about feelings, so I think it was completely in earnest.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, like Ernest goes to camp?
Ernest, more like Ernest goes to jail, am I right?
Oh. I have, my feelings are that you're 12 and I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
My feelings are that you are worth less than a carton of Winston, so I'm going to hold out.
Yeah, I would not approve of such a text for myself. Yeah. And
we're talking like maybe fifth hangout sesh.
I don't know that I would be as awesomely aggressive as Brendan was. But it probably would have involved some sort of passive aggressive.
I think it would have to depend on what her boobs look like.
Well,
hey, you come at the king, you best not miss. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
Shit.
And shit. And shit.
I think.
Great mashup.
Get me to it.
And shit. And I was thinking that Isaiah Whitlock could have a talk show called Talking Shit with Isaiah Whitlock. and now Kevin Smith could totally be his co-host.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he could. For sure. He could be his Andy Richter or his, what's the Johnny Carson guy? Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Hey-o.
And shit.
Or Kevin from The Tonight Show.
Or The Bishop.
And shit.
No,
I think Isaiah Whitlock
would be great.
I think Isaiah Whitlock would have to be the sidekick in that situation.
Right.
Kevin Smith would just tell a story and be like, blah, 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 and shit. And what do you think, Isaiah? Shit.
That's true. That would be the better sidekick.
And then, like, he could introduce him, like Andy Richter introduces Conan, and be like, "So he is your host, and shit, Kevin Smith."
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody, what's going on, and shit, like that.
We're gonna be rich.
Yeah. Oh, because Paul Blart,
we live like kings.
We know both of those people.
Paul Blart presents could be before it. Farticus, because you know, fart always comes before shit. And
I'm so excited for Farticus. So excited.
Or is it Blarticus?
Ooh.
Holy shit.
we can have both.
Holy
Brendan,
shit.
Paul Blart presents Blarticus.
Holy shit.
And you know who has a cameo in that? dead Kirk Douglas with his boner.
You gotta do the callback.
Brett's looking at me like, he's the one.
No, and it'll be like,
the Oracle told me about this one.
Yeah. It'll be like Indiana Jones where he's running from the boulder, but it'll just be Kevin James like on a log flume, and he's running away from
a big boner.
Running away from dead Kirk Douglas with his boner hanging out. And eventually he has to like...
I love rigor mortis Kirk Douglas with his boner.
And it's right about to catch up to him, and he like farts. He has to fart himself off the log flume.
Be like a cheese lift off.
No, over the broken bridge.
Yeah.
Oh no. He like farts in the water, and then it creates a bubble that bumps the law bumps the corpse
around his path. He gets on the back of the log flume. His legs are in the log flume, but he puts his butt in the water and just starts farting away in the log flume.
Yeah, motor boat.
Yeah,
I disagree. He gets to the water. The natives are shooting the blowguns and the arrows at him. He starts farting, which creates a cloud, which repels the blow darts.
There's got to be a blow dart ankle angle. Yeah,
why couldn't definitely. He run and be blow darting back at them?
They go close enough, like they're sort of resisting the fart cloud,
and then they
get really close, and then all of a sudden they go shoom, and they come back out.
It does the slow-mo rotate.
Yeah,
and then eventually he befriends the natives, and they come to him to put their darts into his. They dip their darts into his fart, and then that's how they
fart darts.
Yeah, the fart darts, and that's how they kill prey.
By the way, where did we come up with Kirk Douglas coming down the log plume? That's like the funniest fucking thing.
I think it was
log
Lindy.
Plume. I think it was Lindy, but like, where did that happen? Like that, I don't know. I like that. That's a meme on the broadcast.
I think we had like a perfect storm of drunkenness.
We really did to
produce that one.
I think that was the first installment of true drunk Lindy West.
I think we definitely have to make this an ongoing bit. We did baseball movies tonight. So
yeah, genre stuff.
Well,
if we did football movies?
I feel like
Dallas Farty.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
There we go. Unnecessary
fartness.
I feel like westerns have a lot of traction too, like True Shit.
The Whole Nine Farts.
Yeah.
The
Whole Nine Farts.
Mm-hmm. I think if we took
the longest fart.
Oh, the longest fart. That's good.
Yeah.
But they don't all have as easily included fartness to
them. Well, we can also include eating or being fat or pooping.
True. I mean, the title itself is awesome, but
just fat related things.
Yeah.
It's quasi fatness.
Pseudo fat, farting, and eating.
Hence, any given chocolate sundae or any given ice cream sundae.
We should make this a contest for an email sort of contest.
Broadcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Vince, you put that on the post as well.
All right.
Do you have shirts left?
I do.
Yeah, what
this is actually my blank for the.
I love me just wearing a blank shirt. It's like, oh, I got one right here. I'm like, not your shirt.
No, well, this was.
Yeah, I got like three in my closet. I rotate them, but I didn't bring it to Sundance, so I've been wearing this for like a week.
This was the tester shirt that they sent me when I was trying to see if
it's
they
too
had,
fucking small.
If they had, well,
it's
I know.
Too fucking small.
I know.
Wear a real shirt.
I wouldn't wear it
God,
in public.
You're such a douche.
I hate you guys.
I'd be down.
Guys, check out my nips. Check out my nips.
Hey, you guys. I don't know if you noticed, but Vince's shirt's kind of small.
If you're willing to give away a shirt, the best Paul Blart
football-related.
Should we pick a category or should it be a free-for-all?
No, it's
got
to be a new one we haven't touched on. So it's like sci-fi or something.
Sci-fi?
Right?
Okay. Sci-fi? Yeah, sci-fi's good.
Fart Wars.
Yeah.
But it's got
fart trick.
But it's got to include at least some sort of
don't make it too narrow. Let them go to town on it.
No, but I mean include some sort of plot that it has to be creative with what's Paul Blart doing.
Just give us a sentence. Give us a title.
Yeah,
and a sentence.
One sentence.
Yeah, elevator pitch. Plot. Give us your elevator pitch.
Yeah. Like it's the awesome
Fartship Troopers.
Starship Poopers.
Sorry, I'm scraping the bottom.
We can't fuck this out.
Don't
we can't.
Toes.
We can't fuck this out.
Yeah, but include a line.
We'll make you rich in wearable riches.
Yeah.
That are picturing a dog.
I'm supposed to get my lobster dog shirt this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you design that yourself, Jesse?
No. Someone made them and they sent me one.
That's nice. Poop. That's nice of the internet.
Yeah. It's called the spoils.
The internet spoils, has been kind.
The spoils of the webs.
The spoils of blogging.
Well, and then, so we're also going to...
Guys making yelling sex sounds.
We're going to play the entire dogs. Ed Helms roundtable interview, correct?
Yeah. Also, I wanted to... Another thing for, the comments or broadcast. I got a lot of these interviews. I don't know if people are that interested in roundtable interviews. I got a few of them. I was just going to put the whole Ed Helms piece at the end tonight because, you know, I got them. I recorded them in case you want to listen to it. If you don't listen to it.
Wait. Are people going to be clanking silverware? Because I don't listen to any of your bootleg shit unless people are silverware.
I don't get it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Oh, he did, but he did.
Well, Brett, it doesn't have clanking silverware, but it does have this super pretentious gay. So.
Well, that's Vince.
Oh, it is such a dick move to like record a live broadcast and then play it back because like without being in the environment, everybody just sounds like such an idiot. Where you just because you're just not in the mood to hear people do comedy or talk to the audience or anything.
You brought a beer. I brought a shotgun. Yeah. You said fuck twice.
Yeah. That was pretty
funny. Hey guys, where's Larry the Cable Guy? I thought he was headlining.
Yeah.
Wait, now I like blue-collar comedy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you do?
Now I'm wondering like if the movies I saw at Sundance just weren't any good, but I was just like...
Yeah, you're delirious from being up in fucking Utah.
Well, after going through the Mormon Tabernacle,
you're lucky you have skin on your bones, let alone the ability to judge a movie.
Yeah.
They take that off. That's how Jesus knows you want him.
When you first get there, it's sort of like a Clockwork Orange, but they just blast Jesus into your eyes?
No. You know, it's pretty godless once you get into Park City. Just because it's all Hollywood
how
people.
Dare
bitch
you.
Of the old,
how
old dare
Mormons you. Call Park City Sin City.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Because it's like the only part that's not super Mormon.
Oh.
Paul Blart presents Blart City.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Blart City Pootaw.
Pootaw. Redemption.
Starring Danny Trejo.
Redemption.
Sin Shitty.
Sin Shitty. God. On fire.
Yes. Hollywood. I'm available for employment.
And it would not hurt if you sent us...
Ever so lonely.
If you sent us a photoshopped movie poster, would be kind of awesome.
Burn bridges.
Wow, that's taking it to the next level.
I know, but I'm saying it wouldn't hurt your chances of winning a shirt.
I think...
Separate. I want to see, but yeah,
that's asking a lot of our listeners. I feel like this is just asking to be disappointed. There's going to be like one.
I just want more Photoshops in general. I'm a visual learner, and if you could put more
send over shoops
dildos on armadillos, that would make me happier.
Yeah,
I thought it was an armadillo.
Entertain
Brett.
Me,
Brett. It's an armadillo.
Yeah,
an armadillo.
But if you separate the two, then you can describe it better.
All right. Well, I think we nailed it tonight. Once again,
straight to the cross.
I think we redefined the podcast.
We redefined the podcast as a fartcast.
Hold on, Mel Gibson's getting a boner.
Brendan, you want to take
Jim Caviezel?
You want to take us on out of here?
Someone lube up Jim Caviezel.
Someone whip Jim Caviezel's back. Hurry!
All right, film drunkards far and wide. Good night and good chins.
Hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Everybody got enough oxygen?
I am getting winded. Have you been winded?
Yes, I'm very winded.
Doing basic tasks like tying your shoes?
Yes. Interviewing.
Yeah.
Running out of breath.
Talking.
Yes.
So the question is, whole life or term? What's the best kind of insurance for
you? I think I need a bigger microphone.
What did you learn about insurance?
Not very much.
Probably good.
You know, the movie is really not about insurance, obviously. Have you guys all seen it?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone not seen it? Okay. So insurance is just kind of a fun backdrop. I think the reason it is such a good backdrop for this story is that people assume insurance is such a boring industry. And so it's kind of the perfect calm pond for someone like Tim Lippy to just have the shock of his life. I don't know.
You've certainly made the idea of going to an insurance convention more interesting, I think, to a lot of people.
Or going to the Midwest for
yes.
Sure. Romanticized. How did it feel to go on after the religious protests?
You know, I just caught the slightest wind of that because Stephen Root was in that movie and then he was at our premiere and he mentioned it, but I didn't know anything about it. I don't even know what that movie's about, so I don't know what the protests are about. I don't much care for protesting artistic endeavors in general, so I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for it, but
this is obviously quite a passion project for you. So what was it that you kind of fell in love with about the particular kind of script and character?
Yeah, Phil Johnston, the writer, came to me with the kernel of an idea. And it immediately struck a chord and resonated because I don't know. It's just about a guy who's intrinsically good and desperate to stay good, and but so unaware of how the world works. And I actually really relate to that. I kind of feel like I wander, like stumble through the world just constantly wondering why people act the way they do. And why is this way? And how did that get there? And who made this? So that sort of just wide-eyed confusion is something that I actually have and probably just do a better job than Tim of hiding. But it's also just, I don't know, there's a warmth to it and a hopefulness. And I like that. I like putting that energy out there.
He's incredibly naive, isn't he?
Yeah.
So hasn't it been difficult for you to, to make it credible?
That's a great question. And I think people bring different things to this movie. And to some people, it's kind of ridiculous and cartoonish. To other people, it has some real a reality and a poignancy. I feel like the way the story unfolds, the more you learn about Tim Lippe, the more you understand him and where he came from, the more who he is makes sense. And I think it's really plausible. I wasn't interested in making in this particular movie, in making a broad, ridiculous character choice, and I just think that Tim is, I don't know, from a storytelling standpoint, it gives us all a chance to see the world in a different way, and his naivete, I don't know, it complicates things, because on the one hand it just looks like a guy goes to Cedar Rapids, gets in over his head and kind of grows up a little bit and comes back a little wiser. And it is that, but it's a lot more than that, because Tim actually, by just being who he is, has a profound effect on the people around him. And he's not preachy. He doesn't try to change anyone, but he does because of who he is. And I love that. I think it's a very powerful and subtle subtle storytelling device that Phil Johnston is a master of.
How great was it to have a love scene with Ripley?
Dream come true. I mean, what American male has not had a crush on Ripley at some point?
Where did the character? What was the genesis? You talked about the naivete. There's an innocence also with The Office and The Hangover. It's not the same character, but it's variations on similar themes. Craft-wise, where did you, in your career, 10 years ago or whatever, where did you start building that character up, and how has it developed since?
I don't know. I never really tried to deconstruct it as much as, as an actor, I get offered parts that I seem right for, I guess, and I also gravitate to parts that I kind of want to portray or will enjoy doing, and it's sort of like what I was speaking to before. I like a character who is good and hopeful and might make a lot of mistakes and stumble and make some terrible choices.
In your character.
Yeah, there's something I love about that. And I think it's because I am a pretty deeply cynical person.
And that's what Miguel was saying. This is not you in real life at all. The character Tim Lippe is not at all you. And I think it's interesting that you end up having this idealism in all of your films.
Yeah, because I wish I were that. I think I wish I had a little bit more I gave people more benefit of the doubt. I wish I were less judgmental. So there's some fantasy fulfillment in doing these characters, because yeah, I'm a cynical bastard, but I'm sort of a self-loathing cynic, I guess.
In The Hangover and in this movie, there's a fair amount of time you spent without your shirt on.
Yeah.
How do you get into the mindset of that? Do you feel you just do it? Is it just part of your art? Or do you feel, a lot of guys say, like, I need 6 weeks before I have to do a scene with my shirt off?
No, I think it's pretty clear in the in the movie, I didn't.
It wouldn't work for the character.
I wasn't very buff. I'm in a little bit better shape now than I was when I shot this. I wish we could reshoot some of those scenes.
Does it all make you nervous, or you're okay with it?
No, I mean, it doesn't really. It's funny when a script has nudity in it. I don't think about it. I'm like, oh, that'll be fine. That'll be fine. It is what it is. And then, as your contract starts to come together, I get a call from my lawyer. We're just working out the nudity clause, and all of a sudden, all these things are codified in a contract. Like exactly how much of your butt crack is going to be shown, or which angle of your penis, and all these things. And like, oh my god! And that's when you start. That's when for me, I started to get a little anxious. Oh, what should I agree to? What's okay? What is? How much? How much can I trust Miguel not to like try to push this too far, or like, you know? So I did get anxious about it a little bit at that point, but I actually I love his nudity in this movie because makes him so vulnerable, and it's right. such a metaphor for where he is. Psychologically and emotionally, he's just naked, and so it's kind of a literal metaphor. And I think you see it, you know, when you see a naked man, especially someone in tighty whities who's bashful and unsure of themselves and not a particularly attractive body, you want to rescue that person, you want to put a blanket on them, and that's kind of. That's why we sort of hang Tim Lippy out there in that way. It was a very deliberate choice. It wasn't a comedic. It wasn't. I mean, I think it certainly helps the comedy a lot, but it was also a deliberate sort of narrative choice.
Any nudity in Hangover 2?
Sorry?
Any nudity in Hangover 2?
The Hangover 2 is all close-ups of my genitals. But
no. It's going to be brilliant.
That's not true.
So hence the title Hangover 2?
Oh, wow. That works on a lot of levels.
Thank you.
Not really.
You talked about being exhausted here in Sundance. How exhausting was Thailand?
Thailand was brutal. It is a beautiful, majestical place to visit, and I think if you go with your tourist hat on, you're kind of excited and ready to take on all these cultural differences, and you're kind of prepared for all of the unfamiliar, like being unfamiliar with everything. But if you go there with the intention of working hard for 2 months, suddenly all the unfamiliarity. It's just totally disconcerting and incredibly taxing, and to be kind of thrust into that with this little core group of guys with a lot of very aggressive male energy, it was intense and at times scary. A lot of emotional highs and lows, and insanely fun. I think we all. Came back a little shell-shocked. And it's funny, Todd said something a week after we got back. I was talking to him on the phone, Todd Phillips, the director. He goes, I feel like no one understands what we've been through. You know, we're home now, and we're like interacting with our friends and family, and we can tell people what it was like, but you can't really know. Like, no one can really know.
We have post-traumatic stress when you see the finished film?
I don't know. It might, it is something that I think collectively was just a very intense experience for all of us, and I think when you see the film, you'll just instantly understand why. Even when you see the trailer, I think some of the imagery that we captured because of the places that we were and the places that we committed to going, it's intense, and it's a whole new level.
If you and Paul Rudd had a nice guy contest, who would win?
Oh, I would kick his fucking ass.
I wanted to ask as a follow-up to the sort of nice guy question, do you ever want to just play a really badass villain?
I'm kind of open-minded, you know. I don't... Yes, the answer is absolutely yes. I think that I've had a lot of fun playing around in a certain area, and I kind of want to... Yeah, I definitely would love to go a lot of different directions. Evil is one. Stupid is another. I don't know. As long as it's funny. And even with evil characters, I like to think there's some kind of redemption that's... If I can find that, I'd be psyched to explore it.
Do you have a singing clause in your contract where there has to be at least one song? And...
No. No. But that's been a really fun thing to cultivate in all kinds of areas. Just seems to pop up.
Your performance on The Office doing that, when you were doing it, that was a revelation to a lot of us. Didn't realize.
Oh, thank
what
you.
A great singer you were.
Mm-hmm. Which on the just various singing, I sing a lot on The Office. The
Sweeney Todd episode.
That was Sweeney Todd. That's particular.
That's
yeah.
One particular episode.
Yeah. Of course. Some
Broadway overtones. All
yeah. Over there, so. That was really fun. That was incredibly cool. What I loved about that was, we made a decision to do it very well. In other words, to do the play within the show very well. I think there was a discussion, maybe it should be bad, you know, because it's community theater and it's, you know, Scranton, Pennsylvania, that we're not good actors, but why? Why not? Why aren't there good actors in Scranton, Pennsylvania? Why can't they be capable community theater actors? And wouldn't that be more exhilarating to watch as a fan of the show? And we sort of wound up going in that direction, and I'm really enormously proud of that episode.
What's the feeling on the set as it nears Steve Carell's departure?
It's kind of a giant sigh. Thank God. Finally.
Can we quote you on it?
As long as you follow it up immediately with, I'm just kidding.
And then he laughed.
Yeah, and then he laughed. It is... there's a lot of excitement on the set about kind of what's next. And it's not clear to anybody what is next. The show... What I like is that it doesn't appear that the writers and producers are going to just... kind of like answer the question quickly. It'll be explored. It'll be it'll roll out over, I think, a lot of episodes of different characters competing for maybe Michael's job. Maybe Michael's job changing shape in some way. Maybe looking at other possibilities. It's sort of the greatest opportunity for storytelling. It's the greatest. It's one of the most fun stories that we've had an opportunity to tell on the show. It's one of the biggest. They're gonna milk it, and it's gonna play out.
Is coming back for a
yeah.
Second.
He's got a great little yeah. Can you actually haven't seen that yet, so I'm psyched for that too.
Can you tell us what you thought of Ricky, the Golden Globes? Do you think he was treated fairly, unfairly?
I don't think that. I think Ricky is one of the most brilliant comedians working in the world. He's just a genius. I actually didn't see the Golden Globes. I saw on the internet a couple of clips the next morning, and I don't. Like, who cares how he was treated or not treated or what? It's just sort of like, was any of it fair? Was Ricky fair? Are people being fair to Ricky? It's kind of, it's just Ricky being who he is, and you get what you pay for, and why is anybody surprised?
What were you about to say?
What do you mean?
I thought you were going to say Ricky being a dick.
Yeah. No, I think it's Ricky. It's the same thing. It reminds me of when Stephen Colbert gave that spoke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and there was all this backlash. People were like, like, I was at that dinner, and everyone was like, I can't believe he said all those things. And Jon Stewart, the next week, just made the best point. He was like, why is anyone surprised? This right. is what Colbert does for a living, and he's done it every night for years. You get what you pay for, and I think I think it's some people's cup of tea and some people's cup of acid.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Awesome. Thank you very much. Really fun. Awesome. Much appreciated. Of course. What is
Thank
it?
You. That's the Sundance book.
Oh, cool.
All the movies in it.
Oh, this is the Sundance. You bet. Cheers.